The post-match interview.
So we might be able to find out more about it. Darren Parkin is downstairs.
I am indeed with Jack Billings, one of the stars for the Saints. And Jack, you've had three games decided by less than a kick. The other was 11 points. How's the heart after a month of the season?
Yeah, we're sort of getting used to these close games. It's you sort of train for it over pre-season, and I think the way the game's going and how tight the competition is, there's going to be a lot of close games for the year. So you prepare for it, and I don't think the boys are too nervous today. We're in front. We just have to stick to the basics, and we're able to get across the line.
Now, I know you lost McKenzie, but they had a couple down as well. You had a bit of momentum at three-quarter time. Did you feel at that stage that you had the run in the legs to get them in that last quarter?
Yeah, I think so. And, we spoke about it three-quarter time. We did a lot of running over pre-season. We've done all the hard work. And we spoke about how the Bulldogs were able to get on top of Hawthorn a couple of weeks ago. So we knew if we just kept at it and ran really hard, we could stick it out.
Jack, congratulations on your game. Ian Cohen upstairs, Ben Casanilia, Kent Kingsley, and also Heath Buck as well. Blake Akers, and it was just amazing. He was undersized. He took on two experienced ruckmen, and he just really did a job for you. It was an amazing job. Obviously, Marshall was in there for a lot, but talk to us a little bit about Blake.
Yeah, he was awesome, especially in that second half. Blake's such a talented guy. He can do some amazing things. He's a really big body, and he's got an amazing running capacity. And he's a contested player, so he's sort of been used as our second ruck. And it was a good move by Richo today, sort of try and get Marshall to do the centre bounce and then swing him forward to try and even that up in front of the ball, and then get Blake to play as that second ruck, compete really hard, and he was able to do that. And it was like having an extra mid, and I was stoked for him.
Jack, a lot of adversity of the footy club across the pre-season. Has it actually become a bit of a positive in that it's helped sort of galvanise the group? It seems you're playing with a lot of energy and a lot of sort of never-say-die spirit today. You look to be sort of gone there at one stage, but you're able to hang in there and then claw your way back.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously things haven't really gone our way, especially before the season started. So, that's life, that's footy, and like you said, it's probably really has galvanised us, and we've become a tight group. A lot of us have been around for 4, 5, 6 years, even longer. So that cohesion continues to grow. And, I guess off the back of last year, how disappointing we were. Guys are very motivated, and a lot of urgency around the place. So it's been good.
Tell us a little bit about Callum Wilkie. Geez, he looks like he's played about 50 games, not four.
Yeah, it was good. He's some of us boys joke about him, sort of, you sometimes forget about him. He's played his fourth game. And, we drafted him because, he's a great defender, wins the ball, reads the game really well, and just, competes really hard. And he had some critical contests tonight that, definitely saved his goal. So, he's going to be one that I'm looking forward to playing with in the future.
Jack, congratulations on your own game and the win. Jack Loney. Tell us about him. He loves playing the Hawks. Four goals last time, then three goals, five today. He's such a live wire out there for the littlest guy on the field.
Yeah, Lones is awesome. He's a ripper. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He's not the biggest guy, as you guys know, but the energy he brings in the forward line, it's huge. And I'm so happy that he's playing well and in form. So hopefully he can keep going. He's a talented player and he's important to us. And also he's really strong with his leadership for a lot of the younger guys. He's all across our structures and all that sort of stuff. So he brings a lot to the team.
And the two youngsters in Ben Long and Matthew Parker, they bring such a defensive energy to your forward line.
Yeah, and we'll probably lack a little bit of that last year. And especially Matty Parker coming in, he really provides that. And, they're not going to get heaps of the ball, but they're going to have a big impact when they get it, because of their brilliance, but also defensively and getting defensive stops. So they've been awesome.
Jack, tell us about being 3-1. You as basically a mini veteran. You're still only 23 years of age, but you're a mini veteran within that group. Tell us about the group going 3-1 after four games.
It's really exciting. I think last week, we only lost by 5 points, so we're disappointed and probably cost ourselves at the start of the game. So today we sort of came out and really wanted to focus on that first quarter, and it was an arm wrestle, and they got out to a bit of a lead, but we'll get back. And Yeah, like you said, 3-1's good, but as you know, it can change quick. So it's just about week to week improvement individually and as a team. And you know, it's always a cliche, but it's what you've got to focus on. And hopefully, we can keep banking wins.
Did you know that Hawthorn had some players who were out of the game, and we focus on it up here? But did you know as you were playing that they had a couple that were down two rotations?
I wasn't sure Frawley was, I saw Stratton go down, and we actually spoke about it three-quarter time, so all the boys are sort of aware of it. And like I said before, that's when we sort of spoke about our run and hopefully running over the top of them, because it's so hard when you've got blokes down.
Jack, a great win on your home deck. Super important. We're watching all the kids doing the kick-to-kick at the moment, but great for Saints fans to have some belief going forward after there was so much written off about you guys.
Yeah, exactly. And our fans are the most loyal supporters in the AFL, and that was so loud tonight, and it was awesome, and hopefully we can keep winning so they can keep turning out in numbers, because they really help us, and they're so passionate, and yeah, we all just love it.
So, Jack, home to watch what, the Masters tonight or Game of Thrones tomorrow night, or what are you going to be doing?
I think I'm a golf man, so I think I'll watch the Masters. I'm pretty sure it's going to be overnight.
Yeah, it's an early start, Jack, so midnight. About 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, who's your tip?
I don't know. There's a few of them up there. Yeah. I guess. I just like all the big dogs. So I guess it'd be great to see Tiger. But Adam Scott obviously playing really well as the Aussie. So you never know.
Yeah, Scott and Day are in the mix, but Molinari and Tiger are going to be the ones that might be teeing off last. So appreciate your time, mate. Fantastic, great win. You've got Melbourne next week. Look forward to that across the Easter weekend.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
The post-match interview.